And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might send you might send for a woman, you know?
Midwife.
A what?
Midwife.
And any other names for that? For midwife? Any older names or other names, either one?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, if a boy was born and he had the same nose and eyes and features as his father, you'd say the boy...
He's a spitting image of his daddy.
So you'd say he what, his father?
Resembled.
And what if they had the same mannerisms? You'd say that boy is what, his father? Would you say he resembles his father?
No, I'd say he's just like his daddy, or... I think the most commonly used terminology around here might be the spitting image.
So that could be either one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if his father was, you know, somebody that nobody liked, didn't like the way he acted? And the boy was picking up his father's bad characteristics. He said the...
Oh, yeah. Let me think. He is a... chip off the old block. I couldn't think of it.
And... Yeah.
But that wouldn't necessarily have a bad connotation. It could have a good one as well.
Well, if you're talking about somebody, you might say, well, she had a hard life. Her husband died, and she, what, 6 children all by herself.
I guess most people would say raised or reared, of course.
Yeah, trying to see. Well, you know, a minute ago we were talking about a woman, if she wasn't married, you'd say she was going to have an illegitimate child. Any other way of saying that?
Well, bastard, of course, but that's not a term I would use myself. A long time ago, I used to hear country people refer to a woods colt or being born on the wrong side of the blanket.
And if you have not a child, you'd say the child, you're going to get a...
spanking or paddling or whipping for a severe punishment.
Now, what's the difference? Which is the least and which is the most?
Well, whipping would be the most. A paddling, I think, implies lesser punishment. And spanking done with the hand would be least of all.
Well, would you say, using the other terms like small children, which would that be?
Oh.
Or one boy might say to another, I'm going
to... Well, he might say, I'm going to get you.
What about, would you use any terms like for young boys or older boys? Any other terms there?
Well, now, do you mean fighting?
Well, no, if you would, it's a parent.
Oh, with a bigger boy? Well, then, I think the punishment would be different. It wouldn't necessarily be a whipping then. It might be... you know, taking away privileges or some other form of punishment.
Well, what about an adult? Would you, speaking of a
thrash them, I guess.
What does that mean?
Same thing, try to beat them up or lick them.
And what about, would you speak of whipping an adult?
Well, I guess if you were brave, you might. But I would think of giving an adult a licking or thrashing.
Well, if you had a boy, you know, named Bob or something, you say, well, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob what a lot in 1 year?
Grew a lot.
And you say, you certainly have
grown.
And so you'd expect him to
grow.
And if you're talking about two girls or something named Jane and Peggy or something. You say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot